Yummy, yum, 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 yum. Everything was delicious.
Yes, Tolly. This year's dinner is even better than last year's.
Thank you, my friends. I use my special recipe book for the days of unleavened bread. I save the best recipe for last. A delicious cake.
Yippee! Cake is my favorite. Yum, 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 yum!
Make way. Here comes the cake.
What? Is that the cake? What did you do? Did you sit on it?
No, Polly. It's supposed to be flat. It is without leaven.
A flat cake is just absolutely perfect for celebrating the Feast of Unleavened Bread.
But it's unleavened bread, not cakes.
Did you know that cakes, like bread, need leaven to be big and fluffy, and through this leaven, God teaches us about its sin.
During the Feast of Unleavened Bread, we're reminded to remove sin. But with God's help, we can be sincere instead of sinful.
The leaven represents sinfulness.
But why? What does the leaven from my delicious cake have to do with nasty old sin?
Believe it or not, leaven is everywhere.
Even if it's just a little piece, it spreads through the dough to make it bigger and bigger and bigger.
It is the same with sin. Even if it is small and no one notices, it spreads and grows bigger.
That's why God tells us to celebrate this feast, to let Him free us from the old leaven of doing wrong.
And unleavened bread represents a sincerity and truth.
Oh, so it's a symbol to represent something spiritual.
That's right, Polly. During the feast, we keep our houses free from leaven for 7 days, and we eat unleavened bread.
And also it means we have to take time and think about making good choices instead of bad ones.
And God and Jesus Christ will patiently and lovingly help us.
Maybe we could pray. Dear God, please help me to stay away from sin and be sincere. And thank you for our beautiful cake. And maybe since the cake is super flat, I should eat a super big piece. Bow, 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 bow.